guys, welcome back to Toby Talk, episode 17.
All right.
With Dom.
And Emma.
And guys, fall is officially here, so get excited.
Da-da-da!
So before we get started, guys, we want to give a quick shout-out to our newest Lions Heart Strong chapters. We have Alexandria, Virginia, Cumming, Georgia, West San Jose, California, San Antonio, Texas, Monroe Township, New Jersey, and Austin Central, Texas.
All right, welcome.
So welcome to the Lions Heart family. And today, guys, we thought we'd take some time out to address some questions we've been getting from you guys about the Congressional Award,
mm-hmm.
and also how Lions Heart can help you guys participate in our program, or their program. So we're working on a cheat sheet that will be uploaded to your member toolkit soon. There's going to be enhancements to your volunteer log as well, and once those are live, we can upload the cheat sheet. So essentially, you'll be able to mark your hours in your log that apply to your Congressional Award goals, keeping things easy for you.
Perfect.
Yeah, and to recap, the Congressional Award, guys, is a national award program for young people that provides opportunities to set and achieve challenging goals related to four key areas: voluntary public service, personal development, physical fitness, and expedition or exploration. So this is a tremendous opportunity for you guys, whether you're in a group or individual members in Lions Heart. You guys can dip beyond your comfort zone and set challenging personal goals that will help you guys get into college and succeed later on, land that dream job after college. So typical participants for the Congressional Award are between 13 and 23 years old. So don't worry about it. Once you guys graduate from high school or from Lions Heart, you guys can carry this over into your young adult lives as well.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great mention, Dom, too. So for those of you who are thinking, well, you know, I'm kind of getting ready to graduate. I'm not sure if this is the right program for me. I don't know if Lions Heart will be able to support me once I become an archive member or I graduate. Mm-hmm. Have no fear. We're, again, with those enhancements to your volunteer log, that's one of the things that we're looking at. We want to be able to support you guys through your entire experience with the Congressional Award. So one of the things we're looking at is how to support archive members or those of you who've graduated who wish to continue on with the Congressional Award,
mm-hmm.
Getting that designated somehow on your volunteer log, so when you do graduate, Lions Heart can still be there to support you. So we're looking into that, and we're really excited to unveil that probably very soon.
Yeah.
So, again, as Dom said, we've had so much interest from you guys in the Congressional Award, which is great, and we're very happy to be here today to kind of share with you kind of some top questions and some answers that we hope will help you through getting signed up.
Yeah, I'm clearing everything up for you guys.
Yeah. So obviously the first question is like, how can I register? So just because you've registered or enrolled with Lions Heart doesn't necessarily mean that you've enrolled in the program. It's an entirely separate program run by the Congressional Award Office,
mm-hmm.
which is based out in Washington, D.C. So it's very important that you are registering directly with the Congressional Award Office to get started. And you can do that by visiting the You can do so by visiting congressionalaward.org and paying a $15 registration fee. And then at that point, you can start logging your hours towards your goals. And so what that means then is, even though you might have been a member of Lions Heart, you can't necessarily start putting hours towards the Congressional Award until after you've officially registered with them. So you can't retroactively basically add hours. So make sure that once you know you're ready to participate, go ahead and get signed up right away so you can start logging those hours towards your goals. And once you've completed those requirements for a particular award level that you're going to be pursuing, you complete the provided record book that they give you, get the appropriate signatures, and then send it directly to the Congressional Award Office so they can process that for you.
Yeah.
And so another common question is, what are the different award levels? So there are six different opportunities or six levels of the award for you guys to earn if you're interested. There's bronze, silver, and gold certificates, as well as bronze, silver, and gold medals.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Each level is cumulative, and you may use time spent on the lower level awards towards any higher level pursuit. So for example, if you decide this year you're going to work on the bronze level certificate,
mm-hmm.
You can certainly use those hours that you've put towards the bronze level certificate towards the silver level and the gold level and so on and so forth. So it's not just you have to start over every year to go on to the next level. So they always recommend starting at one of the lower levels, particularly if you are maybe younger, closer to that 13-year-old age. You can get some time spent in there, you know, really understand the requirements, and you'll have a better understanding of what your long-term goals are, and that will ultimately help you with the higher level awards.
Baby steps.
Yeah, exactly. Baby steps is definitely the way to go, especially with the medal award. It's important to note that there are certain timing requirements involved. Mm-hmm. So it's not just I'm going to do an hour here and there during 1 month and that's it. They really do value long-term time commitment with this award. So particularly, again, with the medal awards, you might be spending a minimum of 7 months on a particular project or goal. So just something to consider when you're setting your goals. Another common question we get is, what's an advisor? So in order to get through each step of the program, you're going to need to select an adult advisor to help guide you as you're achieving your goals. And so many of you have asked us, you know, hey, can my class coordinator be my advisor? And absolutely, yes. So we highly encourage you to ask your Lion's Heart class coordinator or your chapter president to act as your mentor who can help advise you on achieving your goals, all the different activities that you're interested in doing, especially if they're already familiar with you and your goals. So advisors would basically oversee your efforts in the program and then would eventually be signing off on your completed record book after all of your activities have been completed and validated. So just one other thing to note, though, your advisor cannot be a parent, relative, or peer. So if your parent happens to be your class coordinator, unfortunately, that will not be able to be approved. So you, other great individuals who make great advisors include teachers, supervisors, club advisors, mentors, guidance counselors, or nonprofit leaders.
Coaches.
Yeah, coaches, definitely. Okay, and so the next question we have is, what is a validator? So that you have the advisor who guides you through the entire program, and then you have a validator who is somebody who would basically sign off and confirm that you participated in your activities. So when you participate in something, you put a lot of hours towards a particular effort or goal, you'll need to have that validator physically sign off on your hours, again, using that record book template that the Congressional Award Office has provided. So again, they verify that you've completed your hours for your activities. For example, if you volunteer with Habitat for Humanity to build homes, then the site supervisor for that day would serve as your validator for those hours. And again, you can certainly look to your class coordinator or chapter president to also serve as a validator for you. And similar to the advisor role, your validator cannot be a parent, relative, or peer. So again, make sure that you recognize those requirements before moving forward. This is another fun question. So what are all these awards like? So I'm putting in all this time and effort to achieving my goals. Excuse me. And so what exactly is it that I'm working towards other than doing great things for the community and, you know, learning some different things about yourself and working on personal goals, of course. Personal achievement's always good. What is it that you get in return? So once your submission is approved from the Congressional Award Office, you'll receive a letter from the Congressional Award Office themselves. So Lion's Heart is not going to be directly involved in processing the awards. So once you've sent things off and you give us a call asking about the progress, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to provide that insight for you. Yes. You'll have to directly contact the Congressional Award Office if you have questions on that. And so the certificate levels are mailed to you once they've been processed and approved, and then the medal levels are presented locally, and it could take them a little bit of time because what they do is just kind of a cool thing is they arrange special ceremonies with your local congressional office. So you could have a government official presenting you with a medal at a ceremony at some point in the year. So that's a really cool thing. And to top it all off, the gold medalists are presented in Washington, D.C. at an annual ceremony. So it's a really cool way for you to not only, again, and work on your personal goals and kind of think about what are some things that you want to achieve as you approach college or career. But it's also a way for you to get some recognition and, again, some recognition for all of the great things that you're doing in the community. So we want to make sure that you guys are rewarded for all of the great things that you're doing. And this is just another way for you to get connected.
Yeah, and this is a totally awesome program, guys, that we're offering for you. We're super excited to have it. And we also have a program booklet for you guys as well that we posted in your toolkits.
Yes.
So there are so many guidelines that they vary from level to level about the award and the program. So download the Congressional Award Program booklet on your member profile. There are some great examples of goals for each focus area for you guys, as well as sample activities that you guys can do, and also guidelines for any advisors or validators in case you have any further questions. So that can help you out as well. And you can also watch a sample video of past recipients sharing their congressional award stories for inspiration for you guys. So again, guys, really excited to offer this program and experience for you. So keep us posted on how things are going for you guys by sharing your stories with us on Instagram and social media as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you can always connect with us at Lion's Heart Service on Instagram as well. You can also go to our website at www.lionsheartservice.org and click on the Share Your Story button right there on the homepage and just let us know how it's going.
Yeah, of course. If your parents want to shout out to us too and things you're doing, go on Facebook.
Yeah.
That works too.
So that pretty much wraps it up as far as addressing some of the common questions with the congressional ward. And again, we highly recommend that you download that program booklet that's in your member toolkit, because there are, really are very specific guidelines. I think once you get started, it might seem like a lot of things, a lot of rules that you have to follow to make sure you're fulfilling the requirements. But once you get started, I think you'll find that it really is motivating and fulfilling, and you can really discover some new things about yourself, set goals, which of course you can always change later. It's not like I'm going to set a goal when I'm 13 and you can't change it.
Yeah.
So again, it's very flexible and it's meant to be a complement to your lifestyle and your current goals. So again, it's a really great way for you to, you know, kind of dip outside your comfort zone, work on some challenges, and off you go.
Again, all baby steps too.
For sure.
Yes. And for those of you out there that aren't Lion's Heart member just yet and are interested in enrolling Lion's Heart, join us for a free upcoming Power of Volunteering webinar with our very own executive director, Becca. Learn how volunteering can help you learn valuable life skills and prepare for college. So our first session is going to be this Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So visit our Facebook or Instagram pages for the link to join, and additional dates and times will follow this week as well.
That sounds great. And again, be sure to join us next week for a haunting edition of Toby Talk, just in time for Halloween. We've got some great interviews lined up as well with some nonprofits for you guys.
Yes, so we're really hard on those.
Yeah. So we're real excited to introduce some great organizations to you, and we wish you guys a wonderful, happy fall weekend. And don't forget to always think of others before yourself.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So your jeans are ripped, their souls needing to be mended. It's not hard to help the less fortunate, even though you're still a kid. And straighten your spine with your lion's heart. You can change people's minds.